Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
Is Northwestern Medicine BP? Call Dr. Morse right now.
Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. And, Doc, how are you today?
Doing great for a little chilly Monday morning.
Thanks for having us over on, what was it, Friday? Thursday? Wednesday? When did I see you?
Thursday.
Dr. Most and had lunch with Mickey and Maureen and me at the hospital there. What do you call that hospital now?
Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital.
Man, is that a beautiful building.
Not only did they have lunch, Mickey said he left with swag.
He did. He left with swag and a check.
Oh, yeah, and a check for $101.
Yeah, a donation from Dr. Most for the place that Mickey works. So,
why'd we go with 101?
See, Mary, you always have to be one better than Steve.
Oh, okay.
So when Steve writes a check for 100, I write for 101, and then Mick knows that I gave more than his brother.
Right.
Very smart.
Right. Yeah, because he'd like to be a most brother. Frankly, wouldn't we all? At 641, any health news we need to jump in about before we hit the topic?
No, you know, worried about frostbite at this time of the year is kind of unusual, but that's about it, to be honest with you. Nothing really breaking here.
What about everybody breaking everything?
Slipping and falling. We were talking about slipping and falling on Friday.
Man, you must have records in the emergency room.
Yeah, the orthopedists are just loving this kind of weather because, you know, all these slips and falls with all these breaks. And, you know, influenza season, when it stays this cold, the influenza will stick around a little bit longer as well. So between those two, you know, you guys are keeping us busy.
Colon Cancer Awareness Month is March. Men and women, what's the incidence here for each?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. This is one cancer that really doesn't pick on one sex more than the other. So the incidence is about equal for both men and women. The sad thing is that it's still as prevalent as it is, although we've really have seen a gradual decline since the 1980s, when we really started to be people aware of this and made screening more popular.
And this is survivable. Obviously, like all cancers, the earlier you get it, the better, but much more survivable than it was when it killed my father back in the early 90s.
Absolutely. And this is one of those, the earlier you find it, the much higher chance you have of survivability. And although the survival rate for advanced cancer is, you know, in the 5-year range, 50 to 60%, but those that we find early, it's essentially a cure if you find it at the earliest stage.
150,000 new cases of colon cancer every year. Is the colonoscopy at a certain age the best screening still?
Absolutely. You know, and we used to use the 50 years would be the screening time. Now we've unfortunately have seen an increase in those under the age of 50. And the bad thing about those that we found under the age of 50 is they often have advanced disease. Eddie Olchek, you know, your good friend, is a perfect example of that. Diagnosed before the age of 50, and he was at stage 3. He wasn't even due for screening. My cousin, colon cancer at the age of 50, died at the age of 50, you know, wasn't even up for screening at that time. By the time it was found, it was super advanced.
So what do we do? 45? 40?
Yep. Moved to 45. And the other thing we do now is if you have a family history, then you take it approximately the same age, if not 5 years before, when they were diagnosed. So if your father, we'll say, was diagnosed at 50, you should be going at 40 or 45 just because we know that you have a propensity for it because of your genetics.
Doc Mosty, last week we talked about an at-home sort of colon cancer test and this idea that there seems to be other alternatives besides the colonoscopy as a first measure. Do you subscribe to that, to the idea that the technology is advancing and we might be able to do other things besides the colonoscopy?
Absolutely, Justin, 100%. You know, the people that don't like the colonoscopy, they just say, you know what, I'm not going to have it done, whether
Wait
it's
a second.
Cost.
Who likes the colonoscopy?
Well, there is a society. It's a small society of people that love a colonoscopy. It's a very small.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a very good point, Barry. But the test that Justin's talking about, Cologuard, you probably have seen the ads for it recently, mainly because it's Colon Awareness Month. And actually, the Champions Tour golf tournament this week was sponsored by Cologuard. But that's a test where
you
can
see
do
the
it
trophy.
At home. You can do it at home. You mail it in, and what they're looking for is DNA. And if it's found to be positive, you need to have a colonoscopy, because at that point now we can tell where the tumor is and sometimes remove it. But if it's negative, then you're on a 3-year screening process with the Cologuard. And we're just hoping that it's more awareness and you have more people doing the screening that aren't going to do it because they won't have the colonoscopy.
Where do you buy the test?
You can buy it. Well, you have to have a prescription for it, so talk to your doctor because the results have to go someplace. And then they'll mail it right to your house, and you mail it right back to them. And it's a very simple thing. And it's a little pricey, but less than a colonoscopy, so you're starting to see more and more people use it.
Mark Carmen.
I've got family history here, Doc, and I've had, I'm 45, I've had it done twice.
You've had two colonoscopies?
I've had two colonoscopies.
Both clean?
Both clean, but I'm curious, like, is there danger in doing it too often for those of us who tend to be a tad bit neurotic?
No. So, Mark, it's good that if you have a family history for it, kudos to you for making sure that you follow that screening. So you're probably on a 5-year time frame right now, or 3 to 5. So once they know that you have a family history of it, colon cancer is a slow-growing cancer. It's a cancer that can take anywhere from 5, 10, 15 years to advance. So if you're on a 5-year screening plan, then you're going to do fine, and they're going to find it early enough, especially with someone that has a family history. So you don't need to have it every year, but you certainly should listen to your doctor, because I would imagine you're on a 3 to 5-year plan.
For those of you who have listened to me for a long time, you'll remember the Wine Diva. The Wine Diva is this fabulous woman named Christine who used to come in and do the afternoon show with me. And she was a wine expert. Started working at Binney's when she was a kid, learned the wine business. And she could give you expertise on a bottle of cough syrup versus the most expensive bottle of wine you could find. And the audience loved her. Well, she had stage 4 colon cancer. She had a 3% survival rate. And I remember it was Patty Vasquez and I were out to dinner with her, or maybe it was drinks or something. And she looked at both of us and she said, I got a 3% survival rate. Guess what? I'm in the 3%. And she did beat it for 3 years. She eventually lost her fight, but I'll give you a flip side to that because, Doc, you know this. Miracles happen. You see them every day. Another friend, a prominent guy in town, at stage 4 colon cancer, he's at the 5-year survival rate with stage 4.
Yep.
So earlier the better, but never give up.
Yeah, and you find that those people end up being the hugest, biggest advocates and push people to do it. You know, Eddie Olchek, you listen to him talk about it, and you're like, wow, how stupid are we if we don't have this done? And people say, well, you know, I don't like the prep. And I say, well, I assure you that surgery and chemotherapy is a lot worse than the prep and having the test done.
Doc, we talked about early screening, but what about preventative measures when it comes to the risk factors? Or we've learned about lung cancer and smoking and other. Are there correlations to some of the things that we are doing as human beings in colon cancer?
Absolutely. You know, if you look at it and say, let's compare our diet to the diet in Africa. Let's compare our demographics to the demographics in Africa, because in Africa we have extremely low rates of colon cancer. But yet here, the epidemic we have with obesity, we have a high-fat diet. We live in a place where, you know, not a lot of vitamin D in the winter. All of those are kind of risk factors for it. Low-fiber diet as well. And then we also have more people that smoke and drink here. All of those things are going to be the chance that's going to increase your risk of colon cancer. Compare it to individuals in Africa who live on a high-fiber diet, get a lot of exercise, don't smoke, don't drink, and look at their incidence of colon cancer. So unfortunately, environmentally and some of the things we do socially increase our risk dramatically in colon cancer.
We have some text questions I want to get to in a second, but what's the difference between a colonoscopy and a sigmoidoscopy?
So colonoscopy sees the entire colon. A sigmoidoscopy only sees up through the sigmoid portion of the colon. So it's missing about a quarter to half of the colon. So it's great because the vast majority of those tumors are in the distal, the end portion, but it doesn't give you the full screening to get to see the entire colon. But some family doctors will do sigmoidoscopies, where almost all the colonoscopies are done by GI doctors. So if you have that opportunity to get it and you can't get a colonoscopy, please go ahead and at least get the sigmoidoscopy.
And there's a CAT scan colonoscopy?
There is a CAT scan colonoscopy. I think you're going to start to see that is going to be perfected more and more. We'll start to get more and more better imaging. People also talk about the capsule colonoscopy, where you used to swallow this camera, which they've shown is good for looking at the upper portion of the intestines, but not the lower portion.
Is there an app we could do this? Just hold your phone up to your butt or something?
Exactly.
We'll come back with more in a moment and get these text questions on with Dr. Kevin Most. Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, rejoins us now. All right, Doc, we got a bunch of people texting in. They want to know answers to questions like chronic GI issues. Are those folks more at risk for colon cancer?
Absolutely. So people that have Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, absolutely. It seems to be that the inflammation in the intestines there can cause an increase in the incidence of colon cancer. So if you have Crohn's or you have ulcerative colitis, your GI doctor should be all over that, making sure that you're screened much earlier.
For eating whole foods, plant-based, no added oil and sugar, do you still need to do the testing?
Absolutely. You still need to do the testing because there's still a genetic portion of it. And you were still exposed to other foods early in your life. So if we change our dietary habits now, unfortunately, we had 20 years before, 30 years before, probably bad dietary habits where we are exposed to processed foods and high fat foods. And like I said, this is a tumor that grows over 10 to 15 years. It's not something that you can, you know, stop doing something today and say, have no more chance or risk.
So, Doc, my sister has ulcerative colitis, so she's been getting regular colonoscopies since she was 18, and they always remove the polyps. Do polyps always turn into cancer?
They don't always turn into cancer, but they certainly have a high incidence of it, so you don't want to leave those. You know, so they'll definitely take those away because those are almost always precancerous lesions. Some polyps they'll look at and say, well, there wasn't a lot of cancer or precancerous growth there, but had they left that there a few years later, you would have. So that's why the beauty of a colonoscopy can not only be diagnostic, in other words, telling us you have cancer, but can also be a treatment for it because they can remove those polyps and essentially take the cancer out of your body at that time.
847 texter, a colonoscopy is dangerous. My sister refuses to get one. She's afraid of a perforated colon. Was I in a band called Perforated Colon? Pretty sure I was.
Now, there are some risks with a colonoscopy, and certainly a perforation is one of them. But in the right hands, that happens extremely rarely. And I can tell you, like I said before, I'd rather have the colonoscopy than the surgery where they'll do a perforation for you, as a matter of fact, and take out a portion of your colon and then chemotherapy. So the incidence of side effects and bad outcomes in colonoscopy is extremely low. We probably do, here at this hospital, I bet you we do 50, 60 colonoscopies every single day. I can't tell you the last time we had a complication here.
Yeah. Doc Most, we talked about the
day.
I know, it's crazy.
You're like the Costco of colonoscopies.
I know. Yeah.
Risk factors. We talked risk factors, but what can we do to prevent being at risk for colon cancer?
Yeah. And there are some things. Obviously, we talked to you a little bit about changing your diet, but I think one of the things that's probably most interesting is aspirin. You know, you should talk to your doctor in case you have a chance of having a GI bleed, but if not, everyone should be taking aspirin, not only for their heart benefit of it, but it also decreases your risk of colon cancer by 40%. Don't smoke if you're a smoker. Decrease your alcohol use. And probably one of the biggest things, and it's really interesting that we don't think about this, is get out of a sedentary lifestyle. A study was showing that people that sat and watched TV for more than an hour, more than 2 hours, the risk of colon cancer goes up dramatically. So two things happen there if you're not sedentary. Your obesity, chance of obesity goes down, as well as keeping your weight at a level that is going to be appropriate for you.
A couple other text or questions. Does insurance cover Cologuard, or is it just some insurance?
Some insurances cover Cologuard. And it really is going to depend on your plan. You're going to start to see more and more cover it because they know that the screening there will be done, for one thing, and two, is less expensive than a colonoscopy.
What's the out-of-pocket cash if you have to pay for it?
You know what? That's a good question, but it varies from insurance to insurance. You know, some people with high deductibles are going to be paying the full boat. Other people are going to stay. The ACA, the American, the Affordable Care Act, says, hey, screening for colon cancer has to be covered. So look at your insurance plan, but the vast majority of these are going to be covered.
How often are we taking this aspirin?
You're taking aspirin daily. So if you take you should be, Mark. I can't believe you're not, to be honest with you. You should be taking either.
You're going
to
give him a heart attack.
I take a baby aspirin every day. I've got some extras. I can be your dealer.
Yeah.
For reals?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. How often? Every day?
Every day.
It's just one baby aspirin a day. Suck it up there, friend.
Yep. I want a pill a day. Okay, Doc, if you say so, though.
But baby aspirins, Mark, they're really small. You don't have to worry about it.
Right.
We'll put it in a cracker with peanut butter. That's how we give it to you.
A couple more, Doc. Is there a relationship between, I don't know how to pronounce this, pilonidal cysts and colon cancer? P-I-L-O-N-I-D-A-L.
Correct. No. So pilonidal cyst is a cyst that's essentially it's an infection that comes from a tract off of your intestines. But there's no increased rate if you had a pilonidal cyst and colon cancer.
Last question. Sandberg told me the prep's easier now.
The prep is easier. I mean, you used to be drinking these big gallon jugs of something called Go Lightly, and now, you know, the prep is much easier and it's not fun, I can assure you, but I can tell you the person that has the great prep will also make sure that they have the best outcome with their colonoscopy.
You know, the idea that it's called Go Lightly is one of the most misnamed products in history.
Go heavily.
Mary, what was your concern?
Oh, I just wanted to say I saw your beautiful mother at church on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah. And we walked into church, and she's like, Mary
Van She Bell. Is the best of the most. There's no question about it.
And she says, so she was in town for a baby shower or a bridal shower or something, and she stopped into St. Alexander to go to church.
Correct. My my goddaughter actually had a wedding shower.
Oh, okay. That's where she was.
Yep. Claire, my goddaughter, is going to get married in May. So.
Well, you know, I'm available.
Very excited. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Internet ordained.
Yep.
Don't just go with a church if you feel like you. I want to go lightly.
Is Mark looking at you, just shaking his head like?
No, Chelsea's on board. Mark's the one that's hedging his bets.